the time is here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPALASLASLAACRRMMHA, Opiates Anonymous, DRA, CMA.
The Country Music Awards?
Yeah, we don't speak for them.
Okay. CIA?
The Chuck Norris Information Association?
No.
Oh. All right. Welcome to Recovery 101. We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Or at least
obviously.
I don't.
Obviously.
At least I don't. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. I was waiting for Shelley to banter.
You know, you guys could just talk normally instead of doing this whole, we should banter now. Now is the time for banter.
Okay. What would you like to talk about?
Shelley's having a bit of a nutty today.
I am not.
She's like, I am not.
Here comes the hair.
Dude, Slash. I'm telling you, Slash just walked in the room.
In studio.
In studio. Dude, that's awesome.
And what he I stole like a cookie.
He stole a cookie. He's got a shirt that says 311 on it, whatever that means. It's a radio station. Sweet. It's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
We have shout-outs to Phil, Fran, Sarah, and Robert.
Phil!
Phil. Hi, Phil.
Phil!
I'll just shout-out to Sarah. She's sitting right here. Hi, Sarah.
Shout-out.
Shout-out.
Shout-up.
Shout-up.
In Australia, there's a television show called Underbelly. And, you know, this is for our Australian listeners, which we do have.
Yeah, we do.
The actor, the main actor in that show, Dieter Brummer, is facing criminal charges after an alleged drunken fight at the after party at Melbourne's Crown Casino.
Isn't that just like, you know, normal business?
Well, I mean, not really. I wouldn't think so. You don't normally go to a party already, you know.
I did.
Hammered.
Really?
Well, I mean, you.
I used to go out drinking already hammered.
Well, we would, but normal people wouldn't.
Oh. Is he a normal guy?
Well, apparently not, because he got in a drunken fight. Most normal people don't get in drunken fights. In Alliance, Ohio.
That was it? The guy got in a drunken fight?
Yeah, that was pretty much the story.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which is why I'm moving on to Alliance, Ohio.
Okay.
She's doing a geographic.
Yeah.
This guy's
it
a little
might
weird.
Work this time.
This guy's a little weird. Timothy Stutler has been arrested for something called OVI, and I looked it up and I couldn't find it. I don't know what OVI is, but it has to do with drugs. And this is in Ohio.
Anybody?
Anybody?
OVI?
Anybody?
OVI.
OVI?
Anybody from back east? Write in and tell me what OVI is, because I'd really like to know.
Overly, I don't know. OVI.
I would think that the I has something to do with intoxicated.
Overly vexed and intoxicated? I don't know.
I'm not sure. But they're investigating an...
Operating a vehicle while intoxicated.
There we go.
Okay.
DUI.
Oh, yes. And that was what... Okay, because he was was arrested. Sorry.
Eddie, I think you and I tied on that one.
Yeah,
he was arrested after he was seen at Staples buying chemical inhalants and then driving erratically down Main Street. Staples,
chemical inhalants.
Yes, in other words, he bought this stuff that you clean your computers with.
Operating a vehicle while impaired.
He has bought 300 cans of this aerosol stuff.
That's a good weekend right
just
there.
Just this year.
Boy, that'll send off an alarm.
And those are only the purchases the police are aware of.
Oh, 300 this year, so not this event.
No.
Not this time.
This year that they're aware of.
I need 300 cans of inhalant, please.
Yeah. Really? He was also arrested. He was also arrested once after having just consumed 120 oxycodone pills.
Okay. That's a...
That's a grip.
Yeah, that's a death.
Yeah. That's
especially
a lot.
Oxycontin or oxycodone.
Yeah. That's an awful lot of pills.
I guess oxycontin must be like the slang term for it.
No, I think that's the brand name.
Yeah.
Oh. But it's oxycodone?
Yes.
Oxycontin, oxycodone. I'm looking for that new stuff, the oxy bamboo.
Oh, brother.
And you were worried that his microphone would be too low and
yeah,
to hear him.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you worried about?
In El Paso, Texas, more and more drug counselors and parents are finding that their kids are using unusual products to try to get high. Some of them are using things like nutmeg and hand sanitizer. And it details in the article how they do this stuff, and I'm not going to go into it.
So is this different than, say, our generation smoking banana peels and licking the backs of toads?
True, I guess it's not.
I know they're like, there's a frightening trend in trying new things. I'm thinking, wow.
One of the most common ones is called DXM, which is dextromethorphan. It's a cough medicine. Cold medicine.
Well, yeah.
Kids are using that to get high.
Doesn't that also have booze in it?
Not always.
We always used dextromethorphan to get high.
We did?
Yeah.
I never did. Oh. I didn't know you could.
Yeah, a bottle of prescription cough medicine.
Hell yeah.
Dextromethorphan isn't prescription. It's over the counter.
The prescription
it was then.
Yeah, they usually come with codeine in them back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed that. That went whoom.
If two teaspoonfuls was enough, 4 teaspoonfuls was quite enough.
Oh, well.
And a quarter cup was good.
And of course, if you just drank it out of the bottle, you just estimated what 2 teaspoons should look like.
Yeah. And they made this stuff over the counter?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of stuff that's over the counter now didn't used to be. Like cocaine.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
Cocaine.
Oh, sweet. Shelly comes in from the right field. Sweet.
In Spokane, Washington, several medical marijuana raids, and I'm not sure exactly who is raiding. I guess it's the feds. It must be the
neighbors.
Feds.
The doctors.
Well, it's got to be the feds because if medical marijuana is legal...
It's the feds.
The only ones that could do the raiding are the feds.
It's the feds.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's an uproar in Spokane because they took away the medical marijuana for a 2-year-old cancer patient.
I got nothing.
Mark is apoplectic.
I can't even start, so... A 2-year-old cancer patient... Medical marijuana?
He depended on the drug for pain relief. Apparently, I guess his parents cooked it into brownies or something like that.
It was probably like butter or something.
Yeah.
I knew someone that had a kid that had cancer, and they're not going to have him smoke it, so they made butter out of it.
And they don't want him to eat the brownies alone.
Then they put the butter on the toast and stuff. 2 years old is really small.
Brownies alone. Yeah, well, he's got a fairly invasive form of stage 4 brain cancer.
That's too bad.
Wow. That sucks.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
Give him back his weed.
In New York.
It has been spoken by Recovery One. Hand the child back the weed.
In Spokane, how tough can it be to get weed without going to a dispensary?
I was wondering about that.
I was thinking that. You know, it's like, it's pretty plentiful.
Suddenly the kid can't get any weed, and I'm thinking, really? Yeah. You could probably go to 7-Eleven and get weed.
Yeah, you know, how far from UW were they?
too far, apparently.
We're in Spokane.
Again, our friend 8 Days Clean probably knows somebody. I mean, they don't smoke, but they might know someone that does.
Everyone knows someone that does.
Yeah.
In New York.
Okay.
It was a big, huge party that they had for the Welcome Back Cotter reunion.
Yes. Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out.
Welcome back.
To the same old place that you laughed about.
Okay.
Mark's
but the names have all changed since you hung around.
Sweet.
I don't know the next line.
Where's Horshack?
Your dreams have remained and they've turned around.
Who'd have thought they made you?
Need ya.
Need ya.
back here.
Where we need you.
There you go. Sarah's like, oh.
It's actually who'd have thought they'd lead you.
Oh. Lead you? Back here
where
you need you.
Back here where we need you.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Because we tease him a lot.
Because we got him on the spot.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Are we quite finished now?
Well, all our audience is done. They're finished.
What I want to know.
They're on Facebook right now going, what the hell happened?
So I've got this story here about the Welcome Back Cotter reunion.
The Cotter reunion.
And it's not a real long story or anything. It just says, you know, it lasted 4 seasons. It, you know, gave people their breakouts, blah, blah, blah. Right in the middle of the story, it says, addicted to cocaine, looking to cut down or stop, you may qualify for this study. www.cocainetreatmentstudy.com.
Have you ever seen Horseshack's nose?
ooh.
But it just seems a very strange place to put an advertisement for, I mean, literally right in the middle of the story.
Hello.
It's a cookie. It's a cookie from your computer, and they see that you go to to recovery sites. Almost for sure.
Do you have a problem with cocaine?
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Yes, I do.
In Riverside, California, a local white supremacist leader was shot and killed in his Riverside home. The suspect in custody is his 10-year-old son.
Hero of the week.
Dad popped pop.
Wow.
The palm of death.
How old was he?
10 years old.
Dude, he won't even hardly do any time.
Is there any more to the story?
Well, that's the basic gist of it, but they said the police said the shooting was not an accident. Although there was no history of violence at the home. But you got to think, I mean...
He's the KKK leader, or he's a white supremacist. I bet there was some kind of violence at the
home. Yeah, his name is Jeff Hall. Actually, I've heard of him before, living out in Cucamonga.
I think
he's been around for a while.
I think that the perfect thing for that was.
Yeah.
His name was.
In El Cajon, California, I'm not sure whether this guy is a hero or a villain. To be honest, an East County man accused of offering a $3,000 bounty for the capture dead or alive of his 19-year-old daughter's sex offender boyfriend must stand trial on charges of solicitation for murder and making threats.
Hero.
Yeah. The sex offender boyfriend was 33. His daughter is 19.
Hero.
Yeah, I wasn't so sure about that either.
If you're looking for a jury to get on.
Yeah,
there's,
right.
There's the one.
I would never, you know, yeah, that's the one where you go to get on that jury and you tell them all the things that you think they want to hear so you can be on the jury and grill the guy.
Yep.
The first thing would be, do you have any daughters? No. Okay, you can be on.
And speaking of sex offenders.
Sweet.
Under a new.
Pee Wee Herman?
Excuse me? Sweet?
Well.
In Sacramento. Under a new bill, sex offenders in California would not always be required to register for life.
Oh,
they are going
sweet.
To approve a new 3-tiered measure, which would be either 10 years, 20 years, or life, depending on what the severity of your crime and the nature of your crime.
I actually think that's okay.
Yeah, I do too, because there are a lot of people that are on the registered sex offender registry that
so in other
are
words,
there due to sweet. Circumstances
yeah.
beyond sweet. Their control. Yeah.
Bruce was right.
Sweet.
Yeah, but still, all he heard was sex
Everybody,
offender, and he went,
yeah,
sweet.
But I had a premonition.
He was anticipating.
I was precognitive.
He was planning ahead.
I was precog.
I don't know about that. Okay, this next one, get ready, Mark.
Okay.
The TSA is coming up. A drunk man at the and he's drunk too, so it's boozy as well. At the JFK airport tells the ticket agent... At the TSA agent at the security gate,
mm-hmm.
I am Bin Laden and I have a bomb.
Oops.
The gate agent did nothing.
Well, because obviously, if he just did this the last couple of days, he's not Bin Laden.
No. This was Friday before they got him. This happened Friday before they got him.
Does he look like a Muslim guy with a towel on his head?
The picture of him, you could make a case for it being him.
Really?
Oh. That guy
he had
needs,
the scraggy beard.
And job.
He had the scraggly beard and the whole... He wasn't wearing his turban, though.
Chuck Norris and Bin Laden had a beard off. Guess who won?
did silence.
Yeah. God. Wow. Talk about killing a show.
Like it wasn't dead already.
At any rate,
he wasn't Bin Laden, though.
At any rate, Christian Boncour, 61 years old, told the agent, "My name is Bin Laden and I have a bomb in my bag." They then proceeded to just put him through a regular security check. By the time they actually got around to calling the police, his bags that he claimed he had a bomb in were already on the plane. How's that for TSA? Great security there.
If you want to smuggle dope, tell them you're Bin Laden with a bomb. They'll put your stuff right through.
Or apparently just go to JFK because they don't know what the frick they're doing. They're totally willing to feel you up. They're just not willing to take your terrorist threats seriously.
Well, I'm Bin Laden and I have a bomb and I'm bombed.
But they're supposed to take every... If you even say the word bomb, they're supposed to, like, you know, run you over with a fine-tooth comb.
This isn't Meet the Parents. They don't do that. You can't say bomb on an airplane. You can't say bomb. Bomb, bomb, bomb. Bomb, 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 bomb.
You can't say bomb. You're not supposed to.
He wasn't Bin Laden.
Well, we know that.
So that means that you'll never hear this song at the airport. She dropped a bomb on me, baby.
I doubt it.
Right. Unless you are correct, sir.
Apparently, unless you're Bin Laden.
Yes.
Oh, Bin Laden's dead.
Well, yeah.
Life is beautiful.
You know the last words Osama Bin Laden never said?
What?
Who the hell is Chuck Norris? There's some dude out there laughing at that right now, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you, though, in accordance with the American justice system, Osama Bin Laden is exercising his right to remain silent today.
Yes, he is. They read him his Miranda rights.
That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
And don't forget the Colleen Williams 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament, May 23rd, 2011, at the San Gabriel Country Club in San Gabriel, California. If you want more information on that, you can go to CasaDeLasAmigas.org.
.org.
Yeah, nobody did it. Or you can call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. One more time, that's call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. Shelly, we have a topic.
Do, 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 I forgot what it was.
Mark, we have a topic.
Our topic's been renamed.
Planning ahead?
Planning ahead.
I forgot. I haven't planned ahead for that.
See?
Because we couldn't call it the other thing.
Why couldn't we call it the other thing?
Borrowing trouble? No, we can call it that.
One versus the other?
One thing.
Okay, planning ahead versus borrowing trouble. Discuss.
Bruce?
Coffee.
Actually, Shelly. I think you need to take the lead on this one.
Yeah, you definitely.
Why me?
Because you were having quite the issue with this topic before we turned the mics on.
Yes.
Well, okay, it's just everybody says that I borrow trouble all the time.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes
Peanut
I'm not
gallery.
Borrowing.
I'm exercising my Fifth Amendment right. Yeah, they're exercising their Fifth Amendment rights.
Sometimes I'm not borrowing trouble. Sometimes I'm planning ahead.
Okay.
Because you do have to think of things. You can't just wait for things to hit you in the face.
Or are you just planning ahead?
You can't just planning ahead. You can't wait for things to hit you in the face and then just react. You have to plan ahead.
Give us an example.
Okay, the example is of my car right now. The current example is of my car.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be driving to Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm really uncomfortable driving Bruce's truck. But what I'm seeing with my car is kind of a mess. And what I don't want to have happen is for me to break down in the middle of nowhere with no phone access and not get any help or anything because I'm alone.
Okay.
Breaking down in the middle of nowhere.
And are you concerned about breaking down in the middle of nowhere with Bruce's truck?
No, I have other concerns about that.
Okay.
I'm not real comfortable in the truck. I don't like driving it. It's hard for me to shift it.
Okay.
But you can drive it to go get cigarettes.
So under the guise of planning ahead, wouldn't you have a while back ago made other arrangements if you were truly planning ahead?
Well, that's the problem is that planning ahead, if I was going to plan ahead and do what I had wanted to originally do, which was rent a car, I would have had to do that like a week ago.
Well, you could rent a car all the way up to the morning you left.
14 days before you were leaving, you could have flown.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to fly because of TSA.
And the gas versus the flying. The flying was about $249,
yeah,
and the gas is about it's the same.
Yeah, but it was less than that
2 weeks ago. Wait. Flying is $249, and the gas is the same?
Well, no, I guess the gas would be cheaper, wouldn't
it? I was going to say, so why? Yeah, because I want to drive in a vehicle I'm not secure about for 3.5 hours instead of flying for
if you break down in a car in the desert and you're all alone, that's a concern. If a plane breaks down in the middle of the desert, you're not alone, and there's no concerns.
But but that would mean I was dead, and I don't want that either.
What if we broke it down even further?
Okay.
Broken down in the desert with no way to contact anyone. Where does that one come from? Now, Shelly and I, of course, have the exact same phone service because, of course, we get our phones at the same place. And I spoke to her driving back from Vegas on the very road she'll be driving
to. And you spoke to me, and we weren't the only two you spoke to on your way home.
No, I spoke to a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
So what would make you think you wouldn't be able to have phone contact with anybody?
I don't know. There's a 50-mile stretch where there is literally nothing.
Where?
When you are leaving, what is it, Baker?
And how do you know this?
Because I've driven to Vegas before. From Baker to State Line? I've been on the phone through there in the last couple of years with no problem.
Yeah.
When's the last time you drove to Vegas?
When's the last time you drove? Are you talking about to Death Valley?
Yeah, I think that was the last time I drove to Vegas.
And how many years ago is that?
How old is Connor? He's 17.
When you start having to ask how old the children are, it's been a while. They may have bought, you know, your phone company may have bought further access since then. How old?
Well, I don't know. Our phone didn't have any access just the other summer when we went up north.
Well, what would you have done?
We also weren't on a super highway to Vegas. We were like in the Gold Rush district of Northern California.
You have a better chance of having phone service on the road to Vegas than you have driving Sierra Madre between Duarte and Glendora.
That's true.
You just do?
Well, that's true. My phone goes out in Duarte. I went to see my sponsor there once, and I had no phone access.
Yeah, my phone goes out up near Mark's house.
Yeah, and what did you do?
I didn't do anything.
So that would be what you would do if it happened on the road to Vegas. You don't do anything.
So I just sit there in a broken-down car on the side of the road?
No, you go find a call box. You do what we would have done 20 years ago.
When we didn't have cell phones.
You go find a call box.
Actually, you could probably just flag down a truck.
Trucker. Yeah, flag down a trucker.
Oh, that's safe.
Wow.
What? Flagging people down on the freeway? That's not safe.
It's not safe.
Well, you know what? Driving, if you want to go that way, driving is not safe. Period. More people die driving than die in plane accidents, for sure, and you don't want to take a plane because it's too dangerous.
Actually, that's a myth.
So wait.
Proportionally, flying is more dangerous than driving because the number of people that drive and don't get into accidents is far greater than the number of people that fly and don't have an accident.
Okay. How about cruise ships?
Well, if I could take a cruise ship to Vegas, I'm sure that would be very safe.
But you'll get seasick.
I'll get seasick.
See, there's going to be no mode of transportation that's going to work. How about the train?
I could take a train. I've never taken a train before. I would like to take a train.
How much does a train cost? Because you've been planning ahead so well. How much is the train?
I don't know.
How are you planning ahead?
Well, I haven't been planning ahead because all I've been doing is worrying ahead right now because I don't have any other thing to do. I don't have any other mode.
Now here's where you get to the meat of the issue. Are you worried about things that haven't happened yet?
I'm worried about the things that could happen, and you do have to think about these contingencies.
You know what? I could have a heart attack tomorrow.
No, wait, hold on. But
what should I do now?
You don't want to take your car because it's been acting up. Bruce's truck has
runs
more
good.
Likelihood. It runs good. It'll probably make it there safely, so you don't have to worry about breaking down on the side of the
Bruce's
road.
Truck
no, I have to worry
to
about
Vegas
crashing because I'm not very good at driving.
Just a few weeks ago.
You're driving in a straight line in fourth gear all the way.
Fifth gear in the
fifth
truck.
Fifth gear all the way.
Yeah,
I told her the only time she's going to change gears, the
especially
only time she's
when I
change gears is getting on the freeway.
Especially getting into the city, I have a very high likelihood of doing, rear-ending somebody in that truck.
Yeah, but once you're in the city, you'll be able to call for help.
But that doesn't prevent the accident.
Well, nothing prevents the accident.
Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Just for a second.
Okay.
What prevented the accident when you took my truck the other day to go buy cigarettes?
Well, I don't know, but you should have seen me careening around the corners.
Because shifting gives you problem with cornering now?
I have problems shifting in that truck.
See, I never shift on a corner.
You,
I don't know.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving Saturday.
So you've got 3 days to take the truck and go practice.
That's planning ahead right there.
It's like working the steps.
They work if you work them.
That's right.
This is going to be a train wreck.
So Bruce should take your car tomorrow, and you should just take the truck and drive it around the neighborhoods and practice shifting. If you want to, you can follow me. I trust you.
Yeah, last time you had someone follow you, it was like a three-car wreck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay, so how is this?
Hey, Michael.
So how is this program related?
Well, you called it planning ahead. We call it borrowing trouble. It's
worrying about things that haven't happened
you
yet.
You're planning ahead, but you're trying to plan out
the
trying
failure.
To plan ahead, planning the failure, which is the same as trying to do the footwork while planning the results. You're trying to control what's going on, and you can't. You're powerless over whether you get an accident or not. You're powerless over if you take a plane, if the plane crashes or not. It just doesn't matter.
I can't decide what to do.
Take the truck, drive to Vegas.
Yeah,
have fun.
Wait a minute.
What?
I just thought of another monkey wrench in the
works. Okay, what's the other one?
I can't take the truck.
Why?
Because I'm the one who's supposed to be driving my sister and my mom all over the place, and the truck is only a two-seater.
Yeah, that would be an issue.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, that would be an issue when a minute ago she said, well, I don't know how much the train is.
Yeah, and I just completely forgot it.
Train?
I completely forgot about that.
Or in the plane.
No, I completely forgot about that.
Okay, so if you flew over there.
Where are you staying?
Which was what you had thought about doing. What were you going to do?
I don't know.
Take the tram.
Where are you staying?
The Mirage.
The monorail.
Yeah. It's a $4 cab ride to anywhere from the Mirage.
The monorail goes all the way up and down the strip.
All over the place.
Well, I'm supposed to go and pick up Leslie at the airport.
Goes to the airport.
Does it? The monorail?
I think they've detached it.
I don't know. See, that would be the kind of thing where you could plan ahead and look that up. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is maybe not plan ahead the failure. Everything is all about the failure, even though you haven't even gone yet.
Well, if you had the truck, you could go pick up Leslie at the airport.
And then you could take the tram around. This has got to be riveting for the listeners at home.
I wish the listeners would write in and tell me what to do.
Oh, they probably will. I think that's going to happen now. They're going to tell you to take the damn truck.
They're going to tell you you shouldn't go.
So can we wrap this up?
I don't know, can we?
Yes.
So, Shelley, what are your final words on the subject?
My final words on the subject are stop telling me I'm borrowing trouble.
Are you involved in poor planning?
Well, apparently. And your final words?
Oh, I was going to see what Mark's final words were.
Okay.
Don't drink or use no matter what and call your sponsor.
Yay, we got some recovery in there.
I had to get some recovery in before we were done. Okay, Bruce.
How about give everything to your higher power? And whatever he decides is going to happen is what's going to happen.
That now made it a recovery packed episode.
You'll notice that Mark and I are the only ones that threw any recovery in this.
Because we leave the results up to God.
You have to. No, we'll get mail. Why are you making Sally take the damn truck? Of course, there hasn't really been a good alternative. She can't fly. She can't take the train. She could rent a car. She could rent a car. If there was only more money, she could rent a car.
That's right. But see, instead of renting a car, she could take the truck, and she could spend half of the rental money on cabs while she's there.
She could spend half of the rental money having a big-ass steak somewhere for all three of them.
Yeah, baby.
For all three of them. For mom and sister and everyone. You could buy drinks. Well, actually, you can sit at the game and not even buy drinks.
That's right. Drinks are free.
That's it. She's worried about driving drunk. That's what it is.
Do you feel better now?
No, strangely, I feel worse.
This didn't help?
No.
We'll have to do part two.
Oh, God, no.
All the listeners are like, please, no. No, no, no.
A collective groan went up from six people that are still listening.
Yeah. Shelly.
Yes.
Who is our friends back east? And don't talk about them like they might have a heart attack someday or something.
You talking about Bruce?
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
I don't know
if she should do that magazine anymore.
Why?
Because something might happen. They might be going to the post office to put those in to send them out and crash.
Bruce has gone around the bend.
Yeah. Come back, Bruce. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also ask him about franchise opportunities so that you can get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Post office might steal it.
Only if it has a nickel attached to it.
See? There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Mark?
Yes?
Friends online?
That'd be intherooms.com.
.com.
You can go to intherooms.com. You can put up a profile, and you can enter the A of your choice.
I love that. I'm going to enter the A of my choice. Balloon knot.
You can go to our embedded player at Friends of Recovery 101 and listen to the show while you search the site and find all the cool, fun stuff that goes on there.
Sweet.
And it's all absolutely free. And it's half price this month.
That's right. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
Shelly's just not having any of us anymore. Or recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
Or recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com.
Sweet. Or if myself. You'd like to join our crack sales staff or would like to advertise on this fine, fine program, just hopefully you didn't listen to this one, but you must have listened to this one to get the email address. recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
.com.
And we've got videos at youtube.com/easylookingyoutube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
Sweet. Shelly?
Yes.
I'm giving you a moment.
She doesn't know.
Who's the lead on music by?
8 Days Clean.
Sweet. Which one?
I don't know.
I don't remember that song. I don't know. But hey, everyone, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Take care of you. We'll be right back.
mistakes. This is the way for the gates. You don't really care. Looks at them with disrespect. Integrity shallow.